that Dini Mamnis is Bachamisa, and Rabbi explains Kadesh Yigmar Hadin Bishlosa. So the Gemara explained, at the end the Gemara is closer from this, but the Gemara explains that Rabbi requires Shlosa for the Gemara Din, that you have to have three people that say the Shita of the basin, what they paskind. And therefore, the number three is associated with the Gemara Din. That's why you need Chamisha. So now you know you for sure have three that voted in favor of what the Beis Din passed. So the question Rav Avoh asked was, if that's what you'd say, that the number that the Torah signed for Beis Din is referring to the Gemara Din, not to the deliberations of the convening of the Beis Din, of the Asifa, so then what about Sanhedrin Gedola, where the number is 71, why not require 141? And also, when we talk about Sanhedrin Ketana, where the number is 23, so we should say that 23 is required for the Gemara Din, which would require the 45 Dayanim. So because of this Kasha, the Gemara says, okay, that therefore is not the reason for Revi. That's not really true, because obviously what you see is that the number the Torah signs is not referring to the Gemara Din, it's referring to the beginning of the process, Mishas Asifa, Mishas Shvita Sa'eda, and so too over here, Mishas Kreva. So therefore, Rebbe had a different marker for why he said you need Chamisha. We'll come back to that. So this question of Rav Avoh had two parts. One part was from Sanhedrin Gedola, and then further from Sanhedrin Ketana. So Tosus commented that the Kasha, as expressed in the Gemara, is really from Sanhedrin Gedola, that you should need 141. But Sanhedrin Ketana, so the way Tosa seems to express it, it's not so much that it's not a Kasha, but it's not a Kasha as expressed in the Gemara. The Lashon HaGemara is not precise. The Gemara says you should need 45, and Tosa says you should really need how many? 39, because the number 20 is what the Torah actually spells out, and the extra 3 is only coming from additional drushes. Okay, that was Tosus. On this, the Tosa Rush explains that no, but since now you have the extra drushes of Hatayat Yishnayim plus an additional one, so now it's key with the Torah said 23, and therefore the Kasha can be, you need 23 for the Gemara Din. But then the question raised by Tosa Rush and the Yad Ramah both, and also the Rana looks to this question, is that seemingly the whole idea of 20, as we explain it, we darshan it from the Shaftu Eda Bitsilha Eda, that you have 10 plus 10, would seem to be referring not to the Gemara Din. Gemara Din means that they're all voting the same thing. But rather, here at the Shaftu, 10 that say guilty and 10 that say innocent, Bitsilu. So how could the Gemara have even had such a question that you should require the number, the Torah signs, referring to the Gemara Din? The whole makar for the number is referring not to the Gemara Din, because we're talking about different sides. That's a very important question. So, I don't have a perfect pshat, but just to, you know, we left it hanging. What does the Tosa Rush seem to answer, and the Yad Ramah as well, with different, maybe in a slightly different way? So what did he really say in response to his question? Of course, we could still say, talking about the Gemara Din, that the number the Torah is giving us, the 10 and the 10, and according to the Rush, it's even the additional 3, according to the Gemara's question, should all be going on the Gemara Din. We know the number from the Shaftu and the Yitzilu, which means different sides on the issue. So what does he say? Really, it's the Gemara Din, but it's the number that, should they be Cholok, Zeh al Zeh, what would I have? I would have Eda Shofetas and Eda Matzelas. The words of Tosa Rush, the Shaftu Rava Eda Achas V'Yitzilu Eda Achas Kaimi. Not that we're really talking about 10 Chayiv and 10 saying Pater, because really the Kor HaMinyan of the Pasuk Gemara Din Nemar. The whole number is all referring to Gemara Din. Lashmi Inan She'im Chalukim Zeh Al Zeh Elu Shoftim Ve'elu Matzilin She'igmar Din B'Shtei Edos. I don't know if this is pshat or not, but how I read it is, it's trying to tell us that if you would have divisions, if you would have in the abstract, hypothetically, you'd have Shoftin Matzilin, then you would have that number that in the Gemara Din, that should they be divided, that's what you'd have in front of you. Why would the Torah have to speak this way? I don't know. That's what I think he's saying. I'm not sure. So you need that plus the Gimel Achirim. Lashmina she'im chalukim zel zeh elu shoftim ve'elu matzilin she'igmar din v'shtei edos u'begimel achirim harmun b'pasuk. And I'm now looking at it again, I'm not sure. But Yad Ramah says it differently. He says, this that we refer to it as Eidos, but it's not tell us, that's because we already know. That's referring to the assumption that we're talking about the Gemara Din. Then not the Gemara Din, talking about the proceedings. That at the end they all came around to the other side. In other words, when we say Eidos Shavedes Matzelos, that was before. That was when we assumed it was talking earlier in the case, and that's all you needed the Dayanim for, that number. But now, if you're saying it's going to Martin, then you have to assume that really, at the end, they all came down to the same side. I don't know, it's not so satisfying, but that's what they seem to be saying. That's with this point. The Ha'ar that I had yesterday in Tosef Rashi, I still don't have a good answer to. Chayra, the whole additional three is only with the assumption that we're talking about a deadlock. That's how we got to add two, and then on top of that, one more. If we're talking about everyone saying the same thing, then the whole additional three is not necessary. Again, unless you say because it's a hypothetical, if you're saying it's correct in Tosef Rashi, it's a hypothetical 10 and 10, if they would be on the different sides, then hypothetically you need an additional three. So all that becomes the number that we plug into the Gemara Din. It's all within the hypothetical. So maybe that would be a little bit better. All right, that was just for the Hashlama for yesterday with that point. Now, what do we have in Maskana? What did Rebbe actually say? Not that you need three for Gemara Din, but that you need five because we have a drasha, Gzeira Shava. So Yashiyun Elohim at the end of the section, that's two, because Yashiyun is two. And then we have Elohim just before that. Rashi says the first one doesn't count. So the word right before, Ad Elohim Yavod Vashneim. So that we say is also two. And in Bishnu Shaku gives us five. Okay, we have Kibegas Kasha, leave that on the side. That is what Rebbe said. The words of the Braisa, we spoke out in Yad Ramah, Kideshig Madin B'Shilosha, means the Rebbe is not saying this to explain why 5 over 3. He's explaining these words to why it's going to be 5 over 4. With the assumption that I already have 4, now I have to make sure I have a majority, so I have to get up to 3, because otherwise it's 2 and 2. It could split. Okay, so that is what Rebbe holds. V'Rabbanan, Yarshi Anksiv. So it means that they don't darshan from Yashin Elohim 2 because they look at the fact that it's spelled without a vav, which therefore for them means only one. And this is going to segue into the question of Yesh Imam Mikra, Yesh Imam Masoras, possibly whether we follow the Kri or the Ksiv. Rebbe is following the way that we read it, and that's Yashiyun with the Vav, and therefore you have Lashon Rabin, so I know that this last Elohim has two Dayanim associated with it, and from there comes the Gzeira Shava. The Chachamim don't see in the last Elohim anything more than one, because it's written without a Vav, Yarshiyan. That's as far as the Machokis of the Yarshiyan, Yarshiyun. What about the Elohim itself? So, yeah, but no, I'm asking for Elohim. Why wouldn't Elohim convey Lashon Rabin of two? Oh, so this is what a number of Rishonim point out. The Me'iri and the Yad Ramah. The Me'iri is the next piece right after this. The Alpha piece, as far as the Yashiyun being two, he says, it's because of Yashiyun that I can dash into. Because from the Elohim I wouldn't know it, says the Me'iri. Because Avopish Eimel Chariboy B'Milas Elohim, That wouldn't give you the ribois. Sorry, afli yachid hi amura lefa'amim. You can find Elohim even referring to a yachid. So Rabbi needs to find two in the Yarsiyur, not in Elohim. And then comes Xerishava to the other Elohim. So the Elohim doesn't convey two. The Yarsiyur is what allows us to see two. So says the Yad Rama as well. It's a bit further on, I think. Does he say it? Maybe in Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Yeah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis in the Yad Rama. He says, "Behainu Taima the Dayik." This is from Dibra Maschil Savrina, the second piece in Dalet Amud Beis in Yad Rama. "Behainu Taima the Dayik Lishna the Yashiyun, but the Dayik Lishna the Elohim, the Mashma Lashin Rabbim, Mishum the Elohim Lashin Yachid Nami Mashma." The word Elohim can also imply one. The Ha'ikri Kodesh Baruch Hu Nami Elohim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Elohim. Afagad the Havi Yachid Yisbarach Shmo B'tis Alam Alchuso. Hashem is Echad Yachid Amiyuchad Echad Elokeinu. Ki'inyin Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Parashas Yisrael, right after Matan Torah. Ki Vavur Nasos Eschem Ba Ho Elohim. Ba Ho Elohim. Ba Lashon Yachid. Bereshis bara Elohim. That's what you see. That the word Elohim is Lashon Yachid. So what's the pshat that you find a lot of times Elohim b'Lashon Rabbim too? Bechi ikri Elohim, Elohim b'Lashon Rabbim lehidur u'gedula v'lo adava acher. It's for the sake of the glory of the majesty of the Elohus, so it uses the Lashon Rabbim. The Am Tuhachi, and therefore Lo Matzi Gemara Lo Meidak Ela Milashin the Yarshiyun. So because of that, the Gemara needed to use the Yarshiyun. Rabbi needed Yarshiyun to dash into, not from Elohim. Elohim can also be found in Lashon Yachid. I believe that the Rashi in this week's Parsha speaks to this issue. I'm just thinking right now as I'm speaking. Vayikach Adonai Yosef also. Now is a Rashi. People remember from Mavi said the last Vayeshev? No, probably not. We haven't gotten this far yet. What does Rashi say? Thought there was a Rashi about it. Okay, maybe I'm mistaken, maybe it's somewhere else. Okay, and a koponent, that is the Yad Rama and the Meiri. However, it's quite interesting. If you look in the Perush HaMishnayos, the Harambam, right here on this Mishnah. Take a look at the Rambam, Pirush Mishnah. You have it in the back of your Gemara, right? After Yaakov, yeah, okay. Okay, so toward the end of the piece, on the first section. Dinimamnes Bishlosha. Vihatam. It's about three quarters of the way down, in the middle of the line. The line begins Reb Meir, Rabbi Meir, Choshish Lazeh. Now, Vihatam Leo, if you have the same one as I have. Vatam Leos Ela Advarim Bishlosa Anasim. That which you need three people. Hu Masa Amar Rachmana Bedini Maminis. Ad Ha Elohim Yavo Dvar Shnehem. Ve'en Elohim Pachos Mishnayim. Wow. You see that, Rambam? I read it again. Umasha, right? Masha Amar Rachmana Bedini Maminis Ad Elohim Yavo Dvar Shnehem. Ve'en Elohim Pachos Mishnayim. And that gives us two. Continues around. Me'iko datenu shadayanim lo yehem inyanam lo'olam elam minyan nifrad. Meaning an odd number. It's only loma shalu yizugin. Kidei she'im nafa be'en machlokes b'din min adinim al kopanim tzach shiyu rubam miskimim al das achas amir al chilufo v'nilchach arov kimo shetziv satora b'zeh shneim achrav mohatos. V'tikach lo yeh beis nepachas mishlosha. Okay, then he's discussing Rav Meir by Moshe Shemra. But meanwhile, the point of the Rambam is that the number three, he says, is because you get Elohim is two, and then you add one. So what is this? The Lo Keman. We just read a Sugya. Kamma Beis. Shlosha Menalan. Sounds like the Lo Kerav Yoshia. With the Lo Kerav Yonasan. And the Lo Kerevi. And the Rambam makes an egg in a drasha, his own drasha. What is this? What is this? And everyone is explaining that Rebbe, who came to five, could not have seen two in Elohim. He needed the Yarshiyun for two. That's what the Gemara says. And the Rambam says it's from Elohim. I forget who raises the question. It's obviously a difficulty. But they're saying that the Mechilta maybe is mashma this way, and the Rambam got it from the Mechilta. On this section of Shomer Chinam. V'nikva Balabayis Elohim Hare Echad Hare Linda Vesneim Hershnaim Sheshin Elohim Hershlosha Mikanam Mudim Hershlosha Rav Yosia. That's like our Gemara to our Braisa. Yonis and Omer Rishon Tchila Nemar Indosh and Tchilos. Ad Elohim Yivda Shneim Hari Echad, Ashish and Elohim Hari Shneim, Ibiz Nishakul, Musin Odechad Hari Shlosa. So far, that's our Brais. Rebbe Omer, continues in the Chota, after Rav Yonas and Rav Yoshia say their piece, Rebbe Omer, Ad Elohim Yavo Dvar Shneihem, Vishnaim HaKosav Medaber. Ata Omer Kein, or En El Be'echad. How do you know Ad Elohim Yavo Dvar Shneihem is two, maybe it's one? Kishu Omer Sheyashin Elohim. Now get the problem with the Girsa. Enksiv Kan El Yashiyun. So this goes with Agamar. Habishnai Makas Medaber in Beis Minshakel. Okay, so that could be like Agamar, but the Rambam may have read the Mechilta differently. It starts off by saying Bishnai Makas Medaber. Okay, if you read on the Mechilta, it sounds like it's basing on the Yashiyun. Now this is interesting. This is Rebbe saying this, right? But didn't we say Rebbe says five? But then it continues. Mikanam rudimas b'shlosha. Rav Meir omer b'chamisha kidei shigmar din b'shlosha. So as I mentioned to you, it's really Rebbe b'shem Rav Meir. So that gets, you know. So you do have apparently a mukar from Ad Elohim is shnayim makasim medaber. But again, you have to know the girsa here. But maybe the Rambam had a mukar in the Mechilta. The Rambam is clear. Elohim is two. Okay, and all the other Rishonim have to find a way to explain Elohim is not two. It's Elohim is one. Yashiyun gives us two. Okay, just interesting thing to know. Okay, question? Who had a question? Moshe?
I was
going
to say that maybe the Rambam said that Elohim is the Mashmarab because of the Yashiyun.
What's Megala? In other words, that that the Ashiyun is Megala on the Elohim, so Ram could just go right to the point and say the Elohim is two because of the Ashiyun.
Shouldn't be five then?
Yeah, but then
well, no, because you can't use each one as a separate.
Who's he going like? Which
no, Yashiyun is the verb. Who's being Mashiach? Who's convicting? The Elohim. But how many people are the Elohim? So the Yashiyun tells me you're talking about two.
Who's Ram going like then? Which opinion of the Gemara then?
The Ram Paskins, well, even in the Mechilta, you see, Rebbe says three, Rav Meir says five. When the Gemara quotes Rebbe here, it's really as the Tosefta has it, Rebbe b'shem Rav Meir. He was saying Rav Meir's Shita. Rav Meir himself would hold three. But not from the same makor as the other two tonight. In the Mechilta it says Rebbe holds three. Now it says Mordechai's question from yesterday, right? Why doesn't Rebbe put his shita in the Mishnah? Rebbe Taka did hold three. Rav Meir is not accepted. So he didn't mention Rav Meir. Even our Baisa doesn't mention Rav Meir. Rebbe learned by Rav Meir, but didn't accept everything from Rav Meir. As far as the Rabbanan saying Yarshiyan Ksiv, you have to know. The Gemara is going to say Yesham Mishnah Masoris, but the fact is that Yarshiyun still doesn't mean one. Touch the words. Yarshiyun without a vav means one. Doesn't mean one. So the Masoris notwithstanding, the Torah takes out the vav, but the word still says two. But it could be that maybe the Malbim says this, that the Torah took out the vav to tell me I'm reducing it to one. But why did the Torah say Yarshiyun? What Torah should use a different word? Use a word that says one. Because the word Elohim, grammatically, is a Lashon Rabin, even though it also can mean one. It's a Lashon Rabin. So, grammatically speaking, the word that you're going to put in front of Elohim is going to be matching the syntax of the word Elohim. So the Torah can't use a Lashon Yachid, even though it does it by Bereshis Bar Elohim, as the Yad Ramah mentioned, okay, and you have it Bar Elohim, as he quoted, but more often, I think, it's you find Lashon Rabin with Elohim together, even though Elohim is Lashon Yachid, but you find Lashon Rabin to match the Gedula of Elohim. So to the extent that Elohim is Lashon Gedula, and therefore it's phrased in Lashon Rabin, so the Torah uses a Lashon Rabin Yarshiyun, but in order that you shouldn't take that to mean two Dayanim, the Torah takes out the Vav. More or less, I think the Malbim says like that. So that's why the Rav Chachamim can look at the Yarshiyun without the Vav and take it to mean one, even though the Maisa, the word, is saying two. But it's saying two because Elohim is Lashon Rabin, but not to convey two, only to match the word itself. Okay, it's a little sticky, but that could be how you can explain it.
Malbim.
What?
Malbim.
I think it's the Malbim, yeah. What does Tosa say? The Rabbanan Yarshiyan Ksiv, so that's why the Chacham say it only is one. Vayishkevan Ksiv, the Perek Bamer Behema. You make a copy of the Shabbos, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So we'll take a look. Maybe pass around the. You did? Yeah? You have one more?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yashkevan, Vayishkevan Ksiv, the Perek Bamer Behema, Afilu Revi Moda. Okay, we could just simply go on and it is what it is. But we might as well know Pshat. If you read the Tosis, you should know everything Tosis is saying. What is he saying? You have to look at the Gemara to know what he's referring to. Rebbe takes Yarshiyun as it would be saying two. Yarshiyun, because it's red, the Mikra is Yarshiyun, so it means two. Now, there is a Gemara in Shabbos Nun Hemedes. That the Gemara makes the comment by Yishkevan Ksiv. What's the connection there? Bnei Eli. There are two Bnei Eli, Chafni uPinchas, and we know Bnei Eli, the Sukkim tell us, were not acting right. Lo Tova Shmua, Eli said, and they were doing whatever they were doing. Sukkim tell us, Asher Yishkim Nesanashim, whatever, but it says that they weren't doing things right. The Gemara explains what that means. Then you have the Gemara commenting that it wasn't as bad as it might appear. So first there's a statement in the Gemara. You see where it says Reuven b'nei Eli b'nei Shmuel David Shlomo v'Yoash Simon. It means all these Gemaras are going to follow the order of referring to each of these as that they really didn't sin in the way that you would think. So regarding now b'nei Eli, Rav Shmuel ben Achamenim of Yonason, Kolam b'nei Eli chatu ein alatoa. Because it says, Sham Shnei B'nei Eli Chafni U'Pinchas Konim Hashem. So where does he get that they, B'nai Eli didn't sin? Because he holds like Rav, and this is what we need to get to, Rav Shita. The Amar Rav, Pinchas Lochat. Of the two, Pinchas didn't sin. And what is the Yonason saying, that is a hekesh here, puts them together, Chafni Pinchas. So if you hold like Rav, the Pinchas Lochat, Makish Chafni Le Pinchas. Ma Pinchas Lochat, Av Chafni Lochat. So what do you mean Lochat? But the Pasuk says that they did something wrong, that they lied with the women. They slept with the women. So the Gemara explains what it really means is the Torah is using a language that's harsher because it's compared to that, but not that they actually did that very thing. Mitoch sheshoh es kineah, and they took their time to offer the pair of birds that are to be brought, that after the women who gave birth would bring these birds, they could now go back to their, or if they were zavos, whatever case of it, that once they brought it, they can go back to their husbands. So they didn't bring them right away, so that they couldn't go back to their husbands as quickly. So it's like they were affecting the family life of these women. That's the equivalent of yishkivun. So they meddled with the family life, and that's what it means. Not that he actually did this. Okay. Malkiu kiwishach. But that is the statement that nobody sinned. But it came from the fact that Rav said Pinchas did this. So now we explain what Rav is coming from. How did Rav know this? Gufa. Amar Rav, Pinchas lo chata. Pinchas ben Eli did not sin. How does Rav know? Shenema. Because there's a pasuk that says, the achiyah ben achituv. This is a pasuk there in Shmuel as well. Achi ikavod, the brother of ikavod, ben Pinchas. Ben Eli Kohen Hashem, Ikabod was the baby that was born right at the time that Shiloh was destroyed. The Natal covered me Yisrael, the Aron was taken. So this is now the son. I should say the brother of the son. Achia, the son of the brother. Achia ben Achitu, Achi Ikabod, ben Pinchas, Ikabod, son of Pinchas, ben Eli Kohen. No, after chat chait baliyado b'yakasam yachaso. Could it be that Pinchas did a sin, and the pasuk still gives his yichus when it talks about achituv, and it refers to him as so and so, this brother Ben Pinchas? So that's the miyachaso Tosfos is referring to. The pasuk is miyaches someone to him. But how far now miyaches Hashem liisha sheyaseno erva'ona me'ale Yaakov magid Pinchas Hashem spokos. Which means that you're not supposed to miyachi somebody who did an avera. Go down a line or two. Elaf shnamina Pinchas lochat. Okay, so Rav knows that Pinchas lochata because the pasuk is miyachis somebody to Pinchas. Feg the Gemara elo haksiv asher yishkivun. So it sounds like they did an avera, yishkivun, the two of them. And for the Gemara, yishkivan ksiv. What does it mean, Yishkivan? That who did it? What? Only one of them. So the Gemara says just Yishkivan, so it's not both of them. That's what Rav said. Tosus wants this Gemara to square with Rebbe as well in our Gemara. Rebbe in our Gemara says, Yashi An Yarshiyun. Kri. We follow the Yarshiyun. And it's Rabbanan say Yarshiyan Ksiv. So Bishlam according to Chachamim, Yashiyan Ksiv, so too the Gemara can say by Yishkivan is Anashim. But according to Rebbe, how do you explain that Gemara? By Yishkivan Ksiv, Pergbama Isha, Afil Rebbe Mo there. Rebbe could agree with what Rav said, that Pinchas Golchata, Shem Dekra Muchach, the Pinchas Golchata, Shiyichas O'akasu. As Rav proved it, because Yichas O'akasu. So the Pasuk is in itself is indicating that Pinchas Golchata, see here, Rebbe agrees that you can take the Ksiv as opposed to the Kri. That's what Tosfos is saying. Okay, questions? Yeah?
In the Gemara in Shabbos, we're saying that Yishkivan means only one of them sin, but didn't we just make a Hekesh?
No, that was Yonason. In other words, Rebbe Yonason took Rav a step further. And then, based on that, he says that Yishkivan just means the Torah compares what they did to as if they would have lied with the women. But lay with women. But according to Rav, he was saying that whatever the Abeiru was only Chafni. And then the other one went beyond that. Yeah.
The Yichud thing in Korach.
So that's the interesting Rashi in Korach. That Rashi explains that Yaakov was Bikesh Rachamim, not to mention his name. That's why he only goes as far as Levi, not as far as Yaakov. But the Torah went only so far, not up to Yaakov. You're saying, no, but I guess the point is there there's no, what are you going to talk about? Here there was an Aveira that you could right away associate with it. So why would it, the Chumash, why would the Nach have used his name? There isn't a question, per se. There's a question about the Yichus, and then the Torah uses the expression of the Miyachis, so that would be would be the right thing to do. Maybe only in the context of where there's already an issue. But if there isn't an issue, so then look, Miyachis. Still, Yaakov didn't want his name there. But, yeah.
We have a concept that we don't know that much about, like a certain character in Tanakh or whatever, and the Torah towards you that this guy did this, Ben this, then it's told you that he's a Russia, Ben Russia. Like he also did the Avera or something like that.
Again, kind of fits that what?
In Megillah, that it says that if you don't know so much about a person, and then it tells you that his son did this Avera,
yeah.
And it's Miyachis him to his father.
Yeah, so you know
that. Tells you that he's Russia.
Right. Okay.
So isn't that?
Yeah, but here you couldn't say such a thing either, because the people that are Miyachis to Pinchas were not Russia. You can't assume that they were. Yeah.
So we can't assume that it was.
I don't think so. No. Okay, look, this is the next line of Gemara, just to have it. The Gemara asks, "V'alksiva albini." Eli says, "Ki lo tova shmua." So it sounds like he's speaking to both his children, and now he's saying Pinchas lo chata. Amav Nachman b'Yitzchak b'niksiv, which is one son. V'alksiv mavirim. Means that again, the pasuk is quoting it here on the side. What's the pasuk? They don't have it on the side. Mavirim. It's part of what Eli said. Mavirim. That people are passing this rumor about what you're doing. So Amar Puna Brei the Rabbi Yeshua Maviram Ksiv, about one of you, not about both of you. So there's an interesting tosis here. And there's also in the Rashi here on the bottom as well. Maviram Ksiv. Some take it out. Because our Mesoris, we don't have that. We have it with the Yud. It's a long discussion in the Rashi and in the tosis. Hashas Shelanu. This is just a little bit of an introduction to something we're going to see in this Amud with the Ran on the Drasha that we have coming up in our Gemara and Daf Dalet. Hashas shelanu cholek al svarim shelanu shekasa ben mavirim. V'chei masina b'Yerushalmi v'shimshon v'hushafat es Yisrael v'abayim shana amram shoy plishtim yirei menu chav shana achamosuk mo v'chaya v'chos v'am shelanu ksiv chav shana. The Gemara makes a Drasha based on a word abayim which are our svarim seich esrim. So on this Rabbi Kiva Eger, apparently they make you familiar with this Kiva Eger. Sometimes when you take a Bible class, which I don't think is the best thing to do the first time you take a Bible class. You know, you have to know how to take things in context. If you want to shock people, so you think this is Rabbi Kiva Eger right away, and you show Rabbi Kiva Eger has all these examples, and it's a very long Gilyon Hashas. The Chei Matzina Benida, and the Tosus over there, the Mesor Shulan Mechul Kim Hashas, and the Megillah, and so on. And so forth, and he's speaking Sanhedrin Davdalud, which we'll soon see about. That again, there are inconsistencies between what the Gemara seems to say about a particular pasuk. Again, even though it sounds like a long list, it's still the exceptions that prove the rule. There's no doubt about it. But Lemaisa, there's a list of cases. Many are from Agadata, so they don't have as much. They don't create as much of a dilemma per se. It's still something to notice. A drasha Rashi has drashas in Chumash based on Chazal that are assuming a pasuk is written a certain way, and in our svarim we don't have that. When it's in halacha, it's a little more complex. But umaisa, there's a list of cases. Tosis has here one of them. Rabbi Kibega brought the whole long list of cases where there are discrepancies between what our masora is and how a word is written, how it appears in Tanakh, and the way that it's mentioned by the Gemara. Okay, so anyway, that's a marmokum as well. We'll come back to the Shnei Bichsurim in the Gemara. Okay, before we go on, just one last word, b'negiah, this Ein Beis Din Shakal inyan that comes up throughout this Gemara. The Gemara seems to attribute Ein Beis Din Shakal to who? To Rav Yonasan. Rav Yoshia, he learns out three Dayanim from three Elohims. Presumably, according to Yoshia, as long as you have three, you could have four also. What?
The Bach.
What does the Bach say?
The Rach.
Very different. Yeah, so that's what I want to point out. The Rach seems to say differently, because the Gemara says that Rav Yoshia learns the Pasuk of Lintos by Din Nefashis, and then he has a Kavachom and Din Yamamim. So you read the Gemara, what's the Pasuk Shat in the... in the Kavachomer, that you follow Rov, and you don't require everyone to say the same day, because you could have thought that all three have to say the same thing, and the Kavachomer tells me not that way. Just like in the Fashas, the Rov is enough, so too Din Mamas Rov is enough. But as far as requiring three as opposed to four, you need three, not less, but you can have four as well. That's what we would say based on reading Rashi. The Rach is difficult. The Rach says that but Yoshia learns out and didn't fuss us that you need base the note. You need a base the note. Chora, that's the Lashon HaRach. V'dachinan. Wait, Rav Yoshia Sabakar Yudah Dilo, but there's a note, but then later on, the Asikna. Feel of Yoshia, boy, base the note. Mil Maisu HaMikavachomer. And what's the Kavachomer? Ma dinim ma nefashas gachamiri amachman zilba seruba. The Imam is the key lokoshkin. He starts with saying in the nota, and he concludes that you need that the nefesh is zilbasaruba. Zilbasaruba is not the same thing as saying in the nota. Zilbasaruba means that if you have a robe and it's not unanimous, it's also good. But who says you need the nota? If you have an even number, you have a split, you have to add the yonim. Fine. But who says that you can't? You have a problem in the beisdin. And the Rach learns from Yoshia that you need a beisdin nota. That's a chidush, and that's not the pasuk pshat. You read the Gemara. Could be this is the beginning of a yishuv. You have to know this halacha based in note. What is the degree that you assign to this halacha? It's a chatchila. Is it b'diavad? What if you had a based in a four that paskin? Is it issue? Is it valid post facto? Maybe that could be a nafkamina. Maybe Rav Yonasan's ain based in shakol. Is Likuva. And of Yoshia, maybe, according to the Rach, also agrees with Chathila, you need based in Ota. Maybe that much he also gets in the Kavachom. You consider that possibility? Another thing to think about, and this is the Tosis and Yivamis that I actually gave you to look at. What kind of halacha is the din of based in Ota? So the way that Rashi seems to say it, so that when they divide, if there'll be a split of opinion, you'll be able to have built into that based in Hachra, and it won't be a deadlock. So all this makes sense if you're talking about the type of a din Torah where you have to weigh two sides of an issue, and there could be difference of opinion. But sometimes you have a situation of a based in that doesn't seem to lend itself to such an interpretation. Like, for example, in the middle of the sugya, we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda, that he also accepts based in Nota, even though Sanhedrin Gedola is an exception, there he's 70 is enough, but he clearly does hold everywhere else based in Nota. Where do we see it? From where? From the Samchu Shnayim and Zikne Shnayim and then Mosif and Odecha. What are we discussing there? Smichas Genim on what? On the Parham Davishot Sibur. Parham Davishot Sibur. So what's the purpose of having it based in Nota there? What kind of Chaluk Ideas are you going to have? What? Oh, so that you have a Tosis in Yivamis, but there really are two possible things to see in the Tosis. Tosis says, well, there could be an issue relating to the nature of the smicha, and that could be a chukedeus. One teretz. Tosis asks, when your smicha is parm davar, what kind of shaykhus is aimed based in Ota? Yishlomar dohasam nami ikapukta, yibim b'chol kocho. Okay, so then it comes down to the same halacha, that you have to have it in order to be able to ascertain that there'll be a difference of opinion. Still a bit of a chidush. I mean, it's not the pasuk pshat, you're not automatically going to have such a... Okay, it could happen. The Od Yisroelmar, the Bechol Duchtin, the Be'inan Roila based in Ein Beisin Shaka. This Od Yisroelmar and Tosas seems to be telling us something more than just the more limited idea that we see in the Rishonim here, in Rashi, and the Rambam Perush Mishnah we read before, that the point of Beis Din Nota is because of a split. Tosas seems to see it as a defining characteristic of a Beis Din. Even if the issue at hand is not about a matter of dispute, that there can be a dispute that will emerge, it's halacha that you need to have a Beis Din for X, for this inyan. You need three, you need a Beis Din to do Smichas Kenan, to do Hapam Dabashot Tzibur. It's not going to lead to a question that they could be deadlocked in. You know that. But nevertheless, the halacha of Beis Din by definition is Ein Beis Din Shakel. It goes to the definition of Beis Din. That's the second teretz of Tosfos. And this is again another layer within Beis Din Nota. Not just because of that inyan of split of it, they split up. Maybe we could begin to think that these two levels could perhaps reflect Rabbi Yonasan versus Rabbi Yoshia. In other words, even though the Rach says for Rabbi Yoshia, at the end of the day, he does require Beis Din Nota. He gets it from the Kal V'chomer. But Rabbi Yonasan sees it without that. He doesn't need the Kal V'chomer. He says it from the get-go. So we said initially, maybe for Rabbi Yoshia, it's not Li'ikuva, and for Rabbi Yonasan, it is Li'ikuva. Now we could maybe throw in another factor. Maybe for Rabbi Yoshia, it might be a technical requirement, because you don't want to have a machlokas. You don't want to have a deadlock. You want to be able to have a built-in hachra. And that much you get from Din Nefashis. Just like Din Nefashis, you follow Rov, which means that the Torah wants it to be a determination. And so what that tells us by Din Mamonis is not just that Rov works, but that when you have a situation where there can be a dispute, and Chiluk Edeis, the Torah wants it to be an odd number. So the Rach sees in Rav Yoshe also the halacha of Beis Din Nota, but only in the same vein as halacha of Rov speaks to Beis Din Nota, so does Rav Yoshe hold it by Din Mamonis. Maybe Rav Yonasan's take on Beis Din Nota is more like the second Teretz of Tosfos in Yavamis, that this is the essence of Beis Din. And it doesn't matter whether it's about a matter that they can be disputed about or it's stopped. Beis Din means, by definition, odd number. And maybe that's why it could be Le'ikuva, maybe for Rabbi Yonasan, and maybe Rabbi Yoshe would hold differently. I'm just giving you a Tchilas Machshav. I'm not giving you the last word here. I'm saying once you have a Rach that brings Beis Din Nota into Rabbi Yoshe, it doesn't necessarily mean that Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan are exactly on the same page about Beis Din Nota. Rabbi Yonasan might be holding it on one level, Rabbi Yoshe on another level. Maybe Nafgamina Le'ikuva, maybe Nafgamina by a matter that doesn't have a dispute associated with it. These are all things to maybe consider and you know, take it maybe on your own to the next level. But just for now, at least I wanted to, you know, to reference this issue. There is a kasha that many achronim ask again to ponder. Maybe we'll come back to this when we get to more to back to Shmuel and Daf Hey. Shmuel says, Shnaim Shadanu, what? Dineyam Din. Ella, Shnikru, Beis Din Chazuv. He'll ask me a kasha. How could it be Shnaim Shadanu Dineyam Din? I ain't Beis Din Shakel. How about that kasha? For that kasha emphasize. Shnaim Shadanu Dineyam Din ain't Beis Din Shakel. No, if you say ain't Beis Din Shakel is only l'chatchila, okay, probably not so bad. Shmuel is any speaking, Dineyam Din, after the fact. If you hold ain't Beis Din Shakel is l'ikuva, so what do you do with Shnaim Shadanu Dineyam Din? So if you really want to go on the limb, you could say Shmuel holds like who? What? Like Rav Yoshia, and not the way the Rach takes of Yoshia, but the way that Rashi Ucher would hold of Yoshia doesn't accept ain't Beis Din Shakel, and then of course it's a chiddush, but maybe someone in Achronim wants to say something like the Mishnas Yaakov, I believe, says, and when the Tshuva said Shmuel holds like Rav Yoshia. Okay, I don't think that's the only way to answer the question, but the question is an interesting question. Yeah.
This is the
No, but Kineger's Kasha, that you should use the Ebeth and Shekel twice and come away with five, yeah?
It sounds more like it's defining Kaj and Bezin, as opposed
to
like
you left it even more. Well, it's there, it's also, the Kineger's using it as part of methodology, which is interesting. It was every step along the way in the building blocks of the Drasha brings into it Ebeth and Shekel. So you're saying you're seeing it as part of the definition of the Bezin? Maybe it's also because since at the end of the day you're going to get an odd number, so why should you put a Bezin Shekel in the factor in the beginning? You're going to get an odd number at the end. It's saying it must be that by definition, anytime you have an even number and the Torah speaks about Dayan, it can't stop at that. It's got to become odd. You're saying it sounds like it goes to the essence of the Bezin, like the Tosis in the second Tosis of Tosis. Okay, you want to bring that Ricky Vega maybe here, it makes it better. It makes it a little bit better. Because if at the end of the day you're going to have an odd, so why would you want to push it in right now to be odd? Mukhrach, but maybe what you're saying. Yeah, Dari.
How does Rabbeinu Hananel apply the Kalva Chomer to requiring a Bezin Shekel?
He still a leap, but he sees the halacha of Rov as indicative of the fact that the Torah wants it to be the possibility of the Rov. I agree with you. I wouldn't say it on my own. And the Rashi doesn't seem to say it. He saw in the halacha of Nifashas that the Torah wanted to be, there's a reason why the Rov works, because the Torah wants it to be only resolvable with the Rov.
Could you suggest that maybe he says you can't split up drushas, meaning lintos acher abul hatos is basically teaching you the drusha of based in Boteh, and that you need a roll of two. So he's saying if that's all one drusha.
That was another question to be shown. So how can you learn to dini mumnis that even majority of one wins if by the first you need two lechova? That was a separate. That was a discussion to be shown. That question. How can you pull over making the kavul chomer more than you see by the first? It's dayo. By nefashis, only two can convict. And by mamnis, whatever direction, you're going to be able to use a majority of one. That was the Ran's question, remember?
Right.
Iri, Ran, everybody.
Yeah, maybe Rabbeinu Hananel is saying that now this one pasuk is teaching on both of these drushers.
The lintos,
so you can't just pick out...
You think since lintos tells me, based on nota, and also tells me rove, and I can't pick one, not the other. Okay. So good, I hear. Yeah. But
like
I still,
that's
the end. Yeah, good. I hear. And again, but it still could be that it's not the same degree of Beis Denota that Rav Yonasan would hold. That could also be put about. That's why I want you to think of that. Maybe Rav Yonasan and Yosha are still not identical in how they understand the halacha of Beis Denota. Yeah, Mordechai.
Even if Shmuel held like Rav Yoshia to say that in Beis Din Shakur, wouldn't it still be problematic to say Shem Shadon with Dinayim Din? Because Rav Yoshia says that the three Elohim mean three judges.
So no. So the answer to that is simple, because this goes back to Amid Aleph. The case of Shmuel is what type of Dinayim Maminus? It goes to like Ravacha. What did Ravacha say? Betzer Tishpat Amisacha. And that's going on what type of dini mamonis? No, hodos v'avos. And Rav Yoshe is talking about what case? Says the chavos. Now hodos v'avos, the chachamim require three because of Yoshe Kronos, and that's what the Gemara plugs into Shmuel. Hodos v'avos, you need three midrabana. So you think maybe the kasha is not such a kasha? But the Chachamim would want to be the standards of the Raisa, right? So if the Raisa you need that it can't be based in Shekel, so how could the Rabban of those Valvos be good with Stein? Rav Yoshia says you need three and no less because he's talking about Tzilos Vachavolos. That was one of the Kashas that we had in the Sugya when the Gemara had a Kasha from Shnayim, the case of Shnayim from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin later, maybe it's talking about those Valvos, what's the Kasha on Rav Yoshia? Two say Zake, one says Chayef. So you see, you don't need all three saying the same thing. Okay, those Valvos. Rav Yoshia is talking, three Elohim all have to say the same thing, but Zeus the Chavos. So what did Maram Shif answer? That when the Chachamim say you need three, Mishnah Shuvanas, they need three on the same level, same standard, same halachas as Zeus the Chavos. And if you need unanimous over there, you need unanimous over here. And the same thing I would say in terms of Beis Din Shekel. If you need Beis Din Shekel, But anyway, you're asking me according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, anyway, maybe he does know Mishnah Shabbat, but that could be an answer for Shmuel. All right. Okay, so these are a lot of, you know, small and young. Let's make a haschala on the next Gemara. This is a daf that will take us a little bit off course. You know, a little bit will have to do with us, but a lot of it is going to do with other inyanim. But Torah, it's a beautiful chance to be able to expose ourselves to brother inyanim. So, let's see. Amar Yitzchak Bar Yossi or Bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan. So, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef and Rav Yochanan made the following observation. Rabbi, Rav Yehuda ben Roetz, Ubeis Shammai, Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva. That means five Tanayim, Kulu Sviru Hu Yesh Eim LaMikra. These five Tanayim are all in agreement about the Shita of Yesh Eim LaMikra. Says Rashi, Basa Kriya Azlinan Dehi Ikra. We follow the way that it is read. When we see a pasuk in Chumash, we take it as we read it. Yesh Eim LaMikra. Chumash has two names. One is Torah Shebichtav, and it's also called Mikra. Maybe these two expressions reflect two dimensions to the text. There is Mikra in the way that we have been taught to read it, trained to read it with the Nikud, and then there's also Torah Shebichtav. That's the way that it actually appears in the text itself. So there's a big machlokes that appears many times in Shas and Tanoim, among Tanoim. If Yesh Eim LaMikra, the word Eim means like giving a certain primacy, a certain sense of, you know, of a koach. A mother is, you know, begets children, right? So sometimes you find the expression within drushes of Av, Binyan Av, meaning it's a melamed, and from that you derive things. And here you have, interestingly, the lashon of Eim. And actually we've shown and discuss why the expression here is Yesh Eim LaMikra as opposed to Yesh Av. I don't know Kabbalah or Rosh Hashanah, but there's a Rabbeinu B'chaya in Parshas Vilsa Habracha that has something to say about this seemingly Api Kabbalah. But he says, there are Madregos, Baskol, not Benkol, Baskol, but Bona Av, Binyan Av, not Bona Eim. And then you have Yesh Eim LaMikra, Yesh Eim LaMasores, not Yesh Av. He says, it's all very precise. Ubir Inyan, here are the words. Binyan Av, Loniska Bishum Makom Ya Talmud Elab Pasuk Mipsuke Torshbechsav. Torshbechsav, regarding a Pasuk, that's Av. Say Lashon Av, Zebana Av. Ki Kol Pasuk, Hu Binyan Ha'av Yis Alesh Shemanu Hator Mipi Mitocha Esh. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Bana Av. Vulaha Erosh, you ask Lashon Eim. Masores has to do with Torah Shebal Peh, the word of Torah Shebal Peh. That's what it says aim. Aim is the Chin of Bina. Bina is Torah Shebal Peh, Chulu, whatever it is. So he has what to say about why the Lashon. This is not for us. Ain't going to Esek in the stars. But even for both, because it's all within the word of Torah Shebal Peh. He connects that to Torah Shebal Peh somehow. Mikra Masoris. Okay, I don't know what he's saying, but a kopanim. We know what we're trying to say. Yesh Eim LaMikra. Do we consider Mikra to be dominant or Masoris? There are a lot of parameters here. We see in the Tosus here. When is there this machokas? But the words of Rashi are very cryptic, very short. Basa Kriya Zlinan Dehi Ikra. There's a Lashon of Rashi. Sukkah appears in a lot of places in Shas. There's a Lashon of Rashi in Sukkah. It's a little more. Gives us a little more insight into what it means, Davav. Rashi's lesson here. Yesh Eim LaMasores explains, Kimasha Kasav Moshe Umasar B'Sefer Torah LiYisrael Hi Ha'Eim V'Ha'Iker V'Lo Kimosha Hu Nikra. So Yesh Eim. Eim means what's Iker? That's how Rashi reads it here. That's what we give primacy to. The way that it was given over in the text itself. I think the Yadama writes here that Masoras is because that was given over to Yechidim to preserve the Masora of the actual text. That's called Masoras. I mean, Mikra is also a Masora, but Masoras is what was more reserved for the people who preserved the actual Lashon and to keep the text itself. So that's called Masoras, the way that it's written. So what is Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef of Yochanan saying? In Sukkah, I give it to you in the Makomos. It's in Davav in Sukkah. That Rebbe is one of the five Tanayim that he identifies that holds Yesh in the Mikra, namely that what we have here, Rebbe Hadamara. That means that Rebbe says Yarshiun is two. If you hold Yesh in the Masores, you would not see Yarshiun is two because you would say, how is it written? It's written without the Vav. Let's continue in the list. That's Rebbe. The second one in the list, Rav Yehuda ben Roetz, Tana we haven't seen so often. The Sanya, we have a Brisa. Shalu Tamidim es Rav Yehuda ben Roetz. They asked him the following: Ekra ani shivim, yachol tehe yoledes nikeva tmei shivim. Explains Rashi. Ekra ani yachoni likros. The Tama Shivim Kinidasa. The Haloksiv Shvu'ayim Molim. What's the discussion here? By the case of the Yoledes, beginning of Parshas Tazria. So there's a different halacha for a Yoledes Zachar and a Yoledes Nikeva. The Torah says, beginning of Tazria, Perek Yibayz and Vayikra. Isha ki Tazria v'yolda Zachar v'tama Shivas Yomim. So she's tummy for 7 days, and then there's another 33 days that follow from that, after the seven, and that's called Dam Tohar. Dmei Tara means that the Dam is not considered Dam of Nidus. That means that she's already Tohar Lebaila after the 7 days, she can go to the mikvah, and she sees Dam in the 33 subsequent days, she's not considered a Nida or Zava or anything. But she's not allowed to touch, to eat karbanos, so enter Migdash, until she brings a karban. When is she bringing the karban? At the end of the Yemei Tohar. In other words, the 7, the 33, and after the 40 days are finished by Yoled Zachar, then she goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and she brings the karbanos described here, Keves, then Shinasa L'Ola, then Yonah Solachatas, and when they bring the karbanos, then she can actually enter Beis HaMikdash and eat karbanos. So what's the halacha by a zachar? 7 followed by 33. The imnikema seleid, the tuma shvuayim kenidasa. So the tuma, the first period, which is that of tuma, is not 7 days, but as we read it, shvuayim. But shvuayim is written with 1 yud. Which means that if you don't have the nikud that we have, which is the mikra, you could read it as shivim. And after that, whatever that period is, shishim yom v'sheshes yamim comes to meitara. Now the 66 days is double the yamei tohar of the zachar, which is 33. But meanwhile, the first period of with shishtamei, so it says shivu ayin, that's how we read it, but it's written possibly shivim. And again, after the Yemei Tohar, that's when she brings the carbon. Until then, she's called Mechusa Kippurim. She's one of the Mechusa Kippurim at Yoledes. So what was the question asked of this Tana? Ekra Nishivim, that maybe by Yoledes Nikeva, she's Vitama Shivim Kinidasa. Because it doesn't say Shivu Ayim with 2 yudim. Amalehen, so he responds to the Talmidim. You can't tell me that that's what it is, that it's 70 days that she's Tamei after Yoledes Nikeva. Why? Because Timei v'tiher b'zachar, v'timei v'tiher b'nekeva. The Torah gives you a period of Tumah by Zachar, and then a period that's considered Yimei Tohar by Zachar, and so too by Nekeva. Now let's make an equation. Makish v'tiher b'zachar, by the Yimei Tohar, b'nekeva kiflayim, that is to say that by Zachar was 33, and Nekeva was 66, so now we should plug in the same formula by the first period of time after the birth. Afke shetimei b'zachar b'nekeva kiflayim, explains Rashi. Timei b'zachar shivas yamin, v'tiyer shloshim shloshes yamin. Timei b'nekeva lishvuayim, which we have to know what that means, right? The tier shishim yom v'sheshes yomim. So keflayim the tumah dilet zachar shiva helkach nekeva shvuayim. So that's what he originally told them. Fine. So that would have been an answer that makes sense. That you know the Torah meant when you have it. It could be. It could actually mean. It can't mean shivim. It must mean shvuayim because of this svar. Yatso after they left, he came running after them. Amalem, yetem skukim l'kach. You don't need what I told you. The reason how I know it's 2 weeks of shvuayim karinan, v'yesh emu mikra. We read it shvuayim, and that's what matters. Doesn't matter that it's the ksiv is could be shivim. Shvuayim is how it's read, and that is what we follow. So that is the first after Rebbe. We have Rebbe, Hadamara, now we have Rav Yehuda ben Roetz. Okay, so now we have three more Tanaim to go through. We have time? I don't know. Yeah, David.
How could he have forgotten? You know, like he had this whole answer and he's like, well, actually,
yeah.
What
is
that?
Didn't say he forgot.
I'm saying, why didn't he answer the kasha? You could read it like this, but I hold my
book. Yeah, it's a good question. What did he originally tell them? Why, you know, when those. Yes, like he was in doubt about this question about Yeshem and Mikra or Mesoes. I don't know. Yeah, Dalia?
Just because it's doubled by Yemen Kairos, why does that necessarily mean that it's going to be doubled by.
No, it makes sense that the Torah, because whatever the reasons, underlying reasons for the mitzvahs are, but it makes sense that the Torah, whatever the reasons, the Teva has a double period of a Zachar. You see it already in the second phase, and the stomach's that way in the first phase as well. So it's a way of figuring out what the Torah meant. Okay, maybe we'll leave this, we'll pick up tomorrow. For this next part of the Gemara, it might be kedai, I don't know if I gave it to you. You can look at the Sugyan Zvachim on the Zion. You have a couple of Ha'aris, very much in Pshat, that I gave you to look at, even before we see the toast, it's just been a Geah, the Karnos. So look at the Rishonim on that. And take a look at Gemara Zvachim and then go through the Gemara and start on the Tosfos.